genius.
The fully realized vision of an authentic American genius.
We need your brain.
Don't you have a brain in your head?
Oh, then I will have to adjust your brain a bit.
Every day, Billy the Brain talks with the best guests in America.
Cool.
About business.
The boss that works for you.
Entertainment. Sports.
Turning now to sports.
And the local community.
Radio keeps its eye on local events.
It's time for brainstorming.
My brain is like mush.
With Billy the Brain.
Sounds like fun. Let's go.
Now, here's your host, Billy the Brain.
My first guest takes an old idea, the encyclopedia, that's been around since the 1700s, and he's brought it into the 21st century. He's the founder of Wikipedia. We'll discuss the many ways Wikipedia is superior to the old-fashioned encyclopedia. Then, my second guest we're fortunate to have because he's a receiver from the Super Bowl champion Green Bay Packers. We're going to be talking to him about what it means to win the Super Bowl. We'll talk about Vince Lombardi and what it means to return the Lombardi Trophy to Green Bay. My third guest takes matchmaking, an old occupation, and brings it into the 21st century. Increasingly, time-starved people are finding it harder and harder to meet that special someone. My guest is Ventura County's own matchmaker with over 1,400 marriages to her credit. We're going to talk about how to survive Valentine's Day effortlessly. And if you want to join in the conversation, you can always call us at 639-0008. Jimmy Wales is an internet entrepreneur, and he's a co-founder and promoter of Wikipedia. For his role in creating Wikipedia, which has become the world's largest encyclopedia, Time Magazine named him to the 2006 list of the world's most influential people. In 2001, together with Larry Sanger and others, Jimmy helped launch Wikipedia, a free, open-content encyclopedia that enjoyed rapid growth and popularity. As Wikipedia's public profile grew, Jimmy became the project's promoter and its spokesperson. Jimmy serves on the board of trustees of the Wikimedia Foundation, and which is a nonprofit charitable organization that operates Wikipedia. Jimmy was born in Huntsville, Alabama, and he earned his bachelor's and his master's degree in finance. He took a job in finance working as the research director of a Chicago futures and options firm. Jimmy describes himself as an objectivist and he has, and with reservations, a libertarian. Welcome to the show, Jimmy. How are you today?
Very good, thank you.
And wonderful. Thank you so much for joining us. I know you're joining us from far, far away across the ocean, so we're greatly appreciated to it of that. So let's jump into it, shall we? You are a serial entrepreneur. You've got three companies to your credit, Bomis, Newpedia, and now Wikipedia. With that kind of a track record of launching successful peer-reviewed websites, tell us, what is a wiki, just so my listeners know?
So a wiki is essentially a website that anyone can edit. And the basic idea of Wiki is quick collaboration, and so that's what we do. I think you missed actually Wikia.com, which is my current for-profit company, which is doing very well.
All right. Well, we were going to come to that, but since you brought it up, let's dive right into that now. What is Wikia.com?
So at Wikia, what we're doing, we say we're building the rest of the library. So it's every kind of book or work that doesn't belong in the encyclopedia. And so it's mostly people are doing things in entertainment, pop culture, gaming, that kind of thing. So we have, for example, Lostpedia is an encyclopedia all about the TV show Lost with thousands of entries about every single detail of the show. Pretty amazing stuff.
Well, it is. So it's really taking Wikipedia, which is more of the encyclopedia of general knowledge, and honing it down to what would be considered sort of the public domain or what would be considered popular culture. Is that what it is?
Yeah, it's people are digging in depth, whereas Wikipedia would have an article or two on some subject. Wikia might have hundreds of articles on that subject as people go into very, very extreme detail.
All right. Well, tell us, how did you come up with the name, not only Wikipedia, but wikis in general? Because I think that's a cute little story as well.
Well, so the concept of wiki has been around actually since 1995. I didn't have anything to do with the creation of the first wiki. That was a guy named Ward Cunningham, who's a famous programmer in Portland. The story goes, he was in Hawaii on the WikiWiki bus, which is the quick bus at the airport, and that's where he got the name from.
And so it stands for quick. So tell us, on a cultural level, Jimmy, because you're so deeply involved in this, why are wikis important?
Well, I think one of the things that's really interesting is that we're seeing, as at Wikipedia, Wikia, we see people coming together and working together collaboratively to build something. And for a long time, people thought about the internet as just a hostile place where people yell at each other and things like that. But it's actually nice to see that we've got mass collaboration going on, people trying to be helpful to each other and just put something together that they enjoy.
Well, and so what kind of conclusions do you draw from the popularity of Wikipedia and some of these other wikis that are out there? I mean, what are some of the lessons that we can learn from the rapid development of these types of wikis?
Well, I think one of the interesting things, if we just look at the readership of Wikipedia alone, it's over 400 million people a month now.
Wow.
And that's in over 200 languages all around the world. And so what that says to me is that there's a huge desire on the part of the public to know things, to be educated, to learn about things. And when we look at the traffic patterns on Wikipedia, we see if something's in the news, something, you know, in some remote part of the world, people will go and start reading background information about that part of the world. And so that's for me, it's a very positive sign that people are really eager to have access to knowledge.
Well, I think that that's true. But let's take it a step further, if we can, Jimmy, and talk about it, because it took literally hundreds of years for encyclopedias to move from libraries into people's homes. And we all, some of us that are older, have the memories of encyclopedia salesmen actually coming to the door and trying to sell us these sets of 26 volumes of an encyclopedia. But now, in a really short amount of time, you've taken Wikipedia and made that more popular, more accessible to more people. So, again, you know, it took so long to get it to the point where we had encyclopedias in the home. Now this explosion, it has to be more than just this thirst for knowledge. What else do you think might be driving this?
Well, I mean, because we have this technology that enables people to come together and create things in a new way and very, very quickly, I think we're just tapping into some of the same themes. I mean, if we think about the old and the new, you know, there's been this long, long march in history of knowledge becoming more accessible. The original encyclopedias were developed, you know, really along with the development of the printing press. Every successive wave of technology that made it cheaper to publish and cheaper to get information to people resulted in new concepts about the encyclopedia. And so we're just, in that sense, we're just a part of that long trend towards easier publishing and more people having more access to information.
All right. We're talking to Jimmy Wales, everybody, who is the founder of Wikipedia.com. And, Jimmy, you're being far, far too modest with that last statement that you're just the next step, the next evolution in a long series of encyclopedias. Because fundamentally, Wikipedia is different than, say, Encyclopedia Britannica or World Book in that Wikipedia is all user-driven content. And that is perhaps its biggest, most significant change, is that you don't have a team of editors. So expand on that for my listeners. Why is that important, that I should be able to put in an entry into Wikipedia rather than having to go through some labyrinthine editorial process?
Well, I think what's interesting about it is, you know, it isn't a Wild West free-for-all where anybody can post anything. I don't think that would work. But what it really is an open, democratic dialogue conversation where people come and have discussions and debates about what's in Wikipedia. And so one of the great benefits of that is if there's something in Wikipedia and you think it's wrong, you can just click on the discussion tab and go and start talking to the people who wrote it. And you can actually click on edit and change it yourself. And, well, if people agree with you, it'll stay. And if they don't agree with you, they'll change it back, and then you'll have a discussion about it. But that openness to revision and that spirit that we have in our community, that we should always be trying to make Wikipedia better, that anyone may come in with a suggestion that might be helpful, I think that's been very powerful in terms of trying to achieve neutrality and, in you know, over the long term, trying to achieve very high quality.
Well, and I'm all in favor of anything that is open and democratic. There's no question about that, Jimmy. But it does beg a bigger question. As people start to make these entries, particularly about historical events of which they were not a part of or that sort of thing, they're introducing their own bias. They're introducing their own set of facts into this as well. So, in the end, even if somebody puts in something and everyone agrees to it in this open democratic society, the facts themselves may still be wrong or somewhat biased. What would you say to that?
Well, you know, it is true that Wikipedia is always a work in progress. And one of the, you know, the key elements there is we have to remain open to change, to improvement. And, you know, so I think... it's something that we, it's a new form of media in a way. It's something that we all have to learn how to consume and how to appreciate.
That's true. And one of the things that has always struck me about Wikipedia, which is interesting, is that most of the contributors are male, or at least they tend to dominate right now in Wikipedia. Why do you think that is, and what's going to change it so that you get a more equal democratic distribution of males and females entering information in?
Well, this is something we've really made a priority as part of our strategic planning. One of the things that emerged from it is that over the next 5 years, we want to, you know, make a real change in this direction. I think there's a few reasons for it. So first of all, when we look generally in our culture at any activity that involves technology, it does tend to be male-dominated for reasons that are well-known to everybody or mysterious to everybody. I'm not sure which, but to the extent that editing Wikipedia excludes people who aren't computer geeks, it's going to disproportionately exclude women. Because many of the supercomputer geeks are men, but I think it also excludes a lot of other people. What I've been saying for a long time now is there are loads of geeks who aren't computer geeks, people who know an enormous amount about biology or World War II history or something like this, who would love to contribute to Wikipedia, but when they click on edit, if it's too complicated and too techy, they're just, who's got the time to learn all that? And so we're trying to really work on making that interface easier, more obvious to people so that you're not, so the technology is not in the way.
Oh, good.
The other thing is, you know, we are interested in how our internal culture might change to be more welcoming and more open to people who are, you know, from a different walk of life than the tech geek male walk of life.
And that's interesting. We're talking to Jimmy Wales, everybody, founder of Wikipedia.com. And I'm glad you brought up World War II in that last answer, because I think that here's an opportunity for us to be able to use Wikipedia to capture some of that knowledge that these World War II veterans, who are dying off in the thousands right now, thousands per day, that could be put into that and preserved for historical. Is there any sort of a project, or does Wikipedia endorse projects where you get a group like World War II veterans to add entries into the base of knowledge?
Yeah, what we do for that is we have what we call wiki projects, and there'll be a wiki project about almost any kind of interest that people might have. You know, we have a wiki project military history, and within that there's a World War II task force, and this is just a place people can go and, you know, ask around the people there and say, hey, how can I help? What could I do to chip in? I know a lot about World War II and would love to participate, and hopefully nice people will help you learn how to do that.
And is there any sort of an outreach program from the part of Wikipedia Foundation or Wikipedia.org to attract subject matter experts to make contributions? In other words, are you reaching out to the historians, the Stephen Ambroses of the world, even though he is dead, asking them to make contributions to Wikipedia to help increase the knowledge?
Yes, some of this is just pilot projects, and in fact, one of the things that we have as part of the overall organization is local chapters. And the local chapters are local groups of volunteers who get together, create their own nonprofit organization, and we have them in several countries around the world. There's one in New York City. And the local chapters have started doing a lot of work with museums and libraries. That's been really that first step in that, is to go out to a museum and say, hey, you know, you've got great people, the curators, you've got great objects. We want to make sure everything in your museum is covered well in Wikipedia. And we've had really good success with those institutions, you know, realizing that Wikipedia is an important part of the cultural landscape that they should be participating in. And that's a real sea change, actually, because in the past, a lot of traditional institutions wouldn't have really wanted to work with us in that way. And we didn't really know how to do it, but now we're beginning to do things like that. So I'm excited about the future for things like that.
Well, that is a very exciting trend. We're talking to Jimmy Wales, everybody, founder of Wikipedia.com. And I'm going to shift gears on you just a minute here, Jimmy, if I can, because people listening to the sound of our voice right now typically are business people. They either are working in a business or they themselves might own a business. And so I'm going to ask you, from their point of view, from a business person's point of view, under what circumstances would you recommend beginning a wiki for a business person or for a company?
So what we normally would say is that's probably not a good idea. There's a lot of reasons why you wouldn't want to do that. Most importantly is that if the community decides that there's not enough verifiable information about you or your business, they'll end up deleting it, which can be quite embarrassing. We try to convince people that they really shouldn't edit on anything where they may have some conflict of interest. On the other hand, if there is a business and we're not covering it well, you can absolutely go and talk to the community and say, hey, you know, maybe there should be an article about this, and then they'll point you to guidelines and standards, and then also probably somebody, if they think you're right, they'll pop up and write the article for you.
There you go. We're talking to Jimmy Wales, everybody. Now, Jimmy, I'm going to switch back again and talk about the Wikimedia Foundation and the funding of Wikipedia. You know, what is it? What is the foundation's role, and how do you generate revenue, and particularly, how do you keep a project of this size and magnitude funded so that it can go on into the future?
So we're a charity. That's one of the most important and surprising things about Wikipedia is that we're organized as a, in the U.S., a 501c3 nonprofit organization with a mission to give a free encyclopedia to everyone in the world. And therefore, for our financial sustainability, what we depend on is donations from the general public. Every year in the fall, we have our annual giving campaign, and we ask on the website people to donate money. This year, we raised $16 million, which was our best fundraiser ever, and we raised it in just 59 days, so it was also our shortest fundraiser ever.
Congratulations.
So that's we're pretty pleased with that model. You know, people say, oh, what if people stop donating money? Oh, I guess we'll have a problem then, but so far so good. And so that's really how it works. The Wikimedia Foundation is tasked with keeping the servers on the air, improving the software, doing pilot projects for outreach and things like this, supporting the chapters, supporting the community in various ways. But it's still a very small nonprofit organization. Our budget for next year is about $20 million. So if you think about that, we're running the fifth most popular website in the world for only $20 million, it's pretty amazing.
That is pretty remarkable. How many people do you have on staff at the foundation right now?
There's about 50. I'm not sure the exact number right now, but it's in the neighborhood of 50.
50 full-time. Oh, that is great. We've been talking to Jimmy Wales, everybody. He is the founder of Wikipedia.com and a serial entrepreneur in his own right. Jimmy, if people want to learn more about you, particularly if they want to learn more about the foundation and how they can help support Wikipedia, where would you direct them to go on the internet?
Well, if you go to the Wikimedia Foundation website, that's a good place to go. So it's Wikimedia with an M, Wikimedia Foundation. And then to learn more about Wikipedia, I think the best place to go is Wikipedia. Go to any page that you are interested in and go to the discussion tab and click edit and start talking to people.
Well, it's an invaluable tool. I thank you for putting it together. I use it for research all the time. We've been talking to Jimmy Wales, everybody, founder of Wikipedia.com. Jimmy, I know it's dinner time where you are. Thank you so much for being a part of Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. We'll talk to you down the road.
Very good. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.